HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Yesterday's elections yield a big victory for abortion rights supporters.
Abortion access is the law of the land in Ohio.
Planned Parenthood's Lauren Blauvelt, after Ohioans voted to enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution a year after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. CBS News Elections Director Anthony Salvanto.
You had strong turnout statewide, right? We think this is approaching 4 million in our estimates. And for context, that's going to look a lot like a midterm. So you've got an off-year referendum election that looks like a midterm. The story that's going to tell you about 2024 is that abortion is, in fact, a motivating issue.
Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin is expected to have more difficulty in his fight for tougher abortion restrictions. Democrats have retained their majority in the state Senate and flipped the House of Delegates. Incumbent governors in Mississippi and Kentucky both won their races. In New York, Yousef Salam, one of five men exonerated of raping a jogger in Central Park when they were teenagers, has won his seat on the city council.
We begin the hard work of legislation. We mark the beginning of another chapter in God's love story to his people.
He served almost 7 years in prison. To the war in the Middle East now, Doug Williams reports from Tel Aviv.
Israeli forces say there's now fierce fighting in the heart of Gaza City. Israel's military released videos of airstrikes on Hamas targets, showing what they claim are tunnels built by Hamas. The violence has driven civilians to the south of the region.
We want to live in our land with the peace.
The U.S. House has voted on censuring Palestinian-American Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib over comments about the war.
On this vote, the yeas are 234 and the nays are 188.
Tlaib accused of anti-Semitic rhetoric. The giant pandas at the National Zoo head back to China today. CBS's Allison Keyes is in Washington.
Everybody loves the pandas.
They're absolutely stunning. I didn't realize how actually big they were.
Since 1972, people have flocked to the National Zoo to gawk at giant pandas playing, cuddling, getting tasty fruit and ice cakes. Animal keeper Nicole McCorkle says they will be missed.
I'll certainly be sad when they're not here, but to have been a part of something so amazing for so many years has been the highlight of my career.
This year's sexiest man alive, think TV doctors. People has crowned 57-year-old Grey's Anatomy star Patrick Dempsey, who shared the news with Jimmy Kimmel.
What took them so long is the only question I have.
I don't know. I'm just happy they made a decision and it was me this year.
Kimmel on ABC. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years. Wis Politics reports an amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million. Senators are adjusting the bill that passed the Assembly to address the concerns of enough lawmakers to get the 17 votes necessary to pass. Plans for the National Football League draft in Green Bay are coming together. The league says it will happen on April 24th through the 26th in 2025. Fox Valley leaders are counting on as many as 250,000 football fans to come to Northeast Wisconsin for the draft. Organizers are still working on the details, but most of the events will happen in and around Lambeau Field. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Mets say they were surprised, too. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell says he decided to leave the Brewers because he needed a new challenge. Counsell named the new manager of the Cubs at the baseball managers' meetings in Scottsdale. Mets president David Stearns was asked if he was surprised Counsell picked Chicago and not New York.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I'll say, look, I love Craig. Craig and I are going to be close, hopefully, for a long time. I think he's very good at what he does. And throughout this whole process, you know, what I told Craig is he needs to make the right choice for himself.
NFL, the Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers Sunday. Matt LaFleur says that wide receiver Christian Watson did not suffer a concussion in their win Sunday. The Rams announced that they released quarterback Brett Rippon and signed Carson Wentz. College football, the Badgers are at home this Saturday against Northwestern. Luke Fickell on what he told his players after losing in Indiana for the first time in over 20 years.
What I laid into a little bit after the game was something that I feel like, you know, at times it's okay to be pissed.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A few showers right away this morning, otherwise cloudy through the day. Our high right around 47 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 33. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy. High of 45. It'll be even cooler on Friday with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 39.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap, UK.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Where it is 39 degrees up here on Lake Wissota. Welcome back to Up North News Radio for this Wednesday, November 8th. Greg Bach is here in Waukesha as well. 2020 derangement syndrome is alive and well in the Wisconsin legislature this week. The Republicans continuing to demonstrate an obsession with 2020 election results, the real ones versus the imagined ones, and ways to make it harder to vote even further in Wisconsin. State Senator Jeff Smith, Democrat of the Eau Claire area, will join us to talk about lawmakers focused on those new ways to make voting more difficult instead of addressing workforce issues or a middle class tax cut or all manner of things they could be doing instead. Normally on Wednesdays, we talk to Todd Alba. We're going to talk to him tomorrow instead because he's on the road. Luke Mathers, who we normally hear tomorrow, we'll hear today at about 7:50 to talk about what else you can find all along the Civic Media radio network. And, you know, some of the best ways to learn about Civic Media would be to go to their website, civicmedia.us. You can see a list of stations. Better yet, you can see a map of the stations and their coverage areas, so you can see if you're on the road where you could tune in to some more state and local programming, some truly Wisconsin-grown radio. And you can also download the app and listen through the app, call us through the app, text us at the app. Have we mentioned that the app is a good thing to get? You should. And you can call us as well at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that number as well. Email us, radio at upnorthnewswi.com, or make a comment on one of the Facebook pages where you can catch the live video feed of this radio show. And finally, in terms of doing commerce with you, go to upnorthnewswi.com, sign up for our daily newsletter there. Greg, I was neglectful in the last segment with Melissa Kay to hit up what kind of special days we have today. Today is National STEM Day, Science, Technology, Engineering, Math. So here's the thing that's funny. It's STEM Day, which is all about science and math, you know, all the techie things. And the folks in the humanities, which include folks like me, you know, got their knickers in a twist and said, hey, wait a minute. And so now there's also like STEAM Day, Science, Technology, Engineering, the Arts, and Manufacturing.
I've seen that, yeah. I see
you squeezing that in there, but, you know, we're not saying it's one or the other. You can do both, but let's encourage, you know, the people that want to become the nerds of the future because they're the ones who are going to rule the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So happy STEM Day to you. It's International Day of Radiology. I still am married to somebody who was in med school, but when Sherry was in med school and going through all the various specialties, she did not think at first she wanted to be an OBGYN. She was thinking about emergency medicine or trauma surgery, but you know, as a med student, you rotate through all these various specialties. And she recognized that radiology, and it's going to sound like I'm ripping on radiologists. I'm really not. It's an incredible gift what they do. But she said, I can't basically sit in a room and look at a computer screen all day and say, that's a tumor, that's not, or this is this, or this is that. It takes a highly trained eye, a lot of skill, hence International Day of Radiology. And she's like, sometimes I miss that because, you know, she's up all night sometimes delivering babies and things like that. And you don't typically call in a radiologist at, 2:30 in the morning. So
also, it's really easy to find a baby. Like, there's the baby. Got it, everybody.
You know what? You'd be surprised. And Sherry could tell you about some of that too. And sometimes you gotta get through a lot of other matter to find the baby underneath, if you catch what I'm saying.
How long have you and your wife been married? I'm just quite curious.
We are now 37 years. Aww. It's been 40 years since we met on Water Street up in Eau Claire as UW Eau Claire students. And we lived in Milwaukee for med school from 1987 to 1991. And, we enjoyed the 4 years. Both of our daughters were born in Milwaukee during that time. I consider myself very close to the city. I've lived and worked in all parts of Wisconsin, but I hadn't been there for many, many years until around 2017, 2018, after we'd moved back from some time out of the country. And Walker's Point especially, I was blown away at all the wonderful improvements in Milwaukee since that time in the late 80s, early 90s, which is not to say Milwaukee doesn't have problems and issues. Of course it does. But when you looked at some of the improvements, it was just, you could see why so many people, I think more so than when I was living there, more people than ever are very proud of their city. Mm-hmm. And also very puzzled why the legislature loves to demonize them. But that's another,
'cause we don't vote for them.
Topic. Yep, exactly. It's National Cappuccino Day, so pinkies up while you're enjoying that. It's National Pianist Day.
Excuse
for
me?
You piano players. Happy Piano Player Day. What's that Elton John album title? Don't Shoot Me, I'm the Piano Player. So this is your day. And finally, it's National Harvey Wallbanger Day.
Oh.
And I didn't write it down. I don't have it in front of me, the recipe for a Harvey Wallbanger, because you never hear about it anymore. I mean, I feel like I mention old fashions three or four times a week. I don't know anybody that says, hey, have a Harvey Wallbanger. That was such a big deal in the 70s, maybe the early 80s, I guess. It's not the concoction. It's not a concoction you see enjoyed very much.
It's funny because it comes from California, even though it sounds like a very Wisconsin drink.
Do you have the recipe there?
It says it's basically a screwdriver with the addition of Galliano, which is an Italian liqueur.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
That's so it's okay. Well, and I don't drink screwdrivers after an embarrassing episode at the aforementioned UW Eau Claire Water Street.
You're also not 24 years old.
Yes. Well, let's see. I would have been 20 years old, and oofers. I haven't touched a screwdriver since then. But oof. Hey, maybe with some Galliano, I can get back on that horse.
Galliano makes you say pinky out again. Ooh.
Yes. So maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should just move along here and unpack some of the news here before we hear from Jennifer Wojcicki from Weatherology. Republicans are in disarray again over a government shutdown. Here's the New York Times headline. House Republicans toil for a spending strategy with a shutdown close at hand. Speaker Mike Johnson is facing many of the same challenges his predecessor did as he looks for a way to avoid a government shutdown that will be acceptable to his deeply divided conference. So apparently Speaker Mike Johnson briefed all of his Republican colleagues yesterday on a number of potential strategies. Georgia Congressman Drew Ferguson left the room and reporters asked if they have a strategy. And he said to reporters, it's all clear as mud. So carry on, Republicans, because, by the way, remember you tossed Speaker Kevin McCarthy for agreeing to a delay in holding off a government shutdown? That delay expires in 9 days. So Republicans are no closer to agreeing amongst themselves on a strategy for federal spending.
because there are people who are dead set in that caucus to have a government shutdown, despite the fact that it has never worked as a political strategy. It has always hurt many real Americans, and it has always ended up costing us, the taxpayers and the budget, costing more. A shutdown doesn't save money. A shutdown costs money by the time you add up all of the assorted consequences from imposing one. But they got 9 days to figure that out again. As I mentioned, 39 degrees up here on Lake Wissota. Hayward, you're coming in at 36. Park Falls, 34. Green Bay, 42. La Crosse, 44. Oshkosh, 44. Madison, 45. And Waukesha, 43 degrees. So really almost no change in temperatures since the last hour, where we've had, you know, a cloud deck over much of the state. Not a lot for precipitation. So let's take a look at how that exact forecast looks from Jennifer Vucicki from Weatherology, who joins us as she does every time this morning. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning to you. Yeah, well, it does look like we do have a chance for some rain showers here for the day today. A little bit more dry around Amory, though temperature-wise, it looks like highs in the 40s for nearly everyone, getting into the 50s around Milwaukee, but most locations are actually expected to hold fairly steady today. Current temperatures this morning are not actually far from the projected high, so holding steady for most, except for around west central Wisconsin, Amory, and Baldwin, where they'll see a little bit more of a warm-up compared to current temperatures. Thursday, sunny for most, becoming cloudy around Wausau and Baldwin. Highs in the upper 40s to low 50s from Oshkosh southward, mid-40s for central and west-central Wisconsin. Friday, it looks like sunny skies for southern Wisconsin, Richland Center down towards Milwaukee. Cloudy, though, for everyone else. A cooler day as a cold front fully pushes through on Friday. Upper 30s expected for Amory and Baldwin over towards Wausau, then mid to low 40s for everyone else. Then for the weekend, Saturday, a high-pressure system will be in control, so temperature-wise, it won't be too different from Friday. Sunshine expected for everyone except for around Wausau, a bit more cloud cover there, lingering in the 40s for all on Saturday. Then on Sunday, sunshine expected for the western edge of Wisconsin through Madison, cloudy skies closer to Lake Michigan and through central Wisconsin, a little warmer overall as well. Highs in the mid to low 50s from Milwaukee through Madison up towards Richland Center, then mid to upper 40s for Oshkosh through Wausau and over towards Baldwin.
And I'm really happy to hear about high pressure system moving in and sunshine, because I know we're at the point now where, you know, we're not necessarily looking for 60s or 70s anymore. But, you know, November tends to be so cloudy on its own, and it's another dreary morning up here. But anytime we can get that sun to break through for a little while, especially close to the weekend, is a good thing. So it sounds like we have good timing on that for the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it looks like a pretty decent weekend for most.
All right, Jennifer, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
There's meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki from Weatherology joining us there. State Senator Jeff Smith is going to join us down at the bottom of the hour. And normally here's where I'd fill you in on a whole lot of sports, but it was one of the quietest sports days of the year, which means instead I'm going to, you know, pick on Greg about Craig Council in a moment here. But just let me tell you that the NBA took all of yesterday off once again for Election Day, which is pretty cool. That, you know, they want to encourage all their fans to vote, especially, you know, there weren't elections in every state yesterday, but they still wanted to send that message of the importance of Election Day. Bucks are at home against the Pistons at 6 o'clock tonight, and those games can be heard on several Civic Media radio stations. Go to civicmedia.us for more. Greg, a day later, any change on your feelings on Craig Council and the move to the Cubs?
I'll never change my mind on the fact that he went to the Cubs, but I'm pretty much behind Craig Council doing what he needed to do to find more success. And, I'm more anti Mark Antanasio than ever now.
I think we definitely, both viewpoints are still very prevalent, very loud, all capital letter postings on social media. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. And also, like I said, Jeff Smith at the bottom of the hour. You're up north.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence.
you know, people didn't care for him so much.
I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap.
In 1967, everybody's talking at me. It would later be heard in the movie Midnight Cowboy, an Oscar winner for Best Picture. It's 7:20 across Wisconsin. Nice to have you here on Up North News Radio. The U.S. Supreme Court seemed likely Tuesday to preserve a federal law that prohibits people under domestic violence restraining orders from having guns. It's their first guns case since last year when they rejected gun safety measures. The justices this time, however, suggested that they are likely to uphold a Louisiana 1994 ban on firearms for people under court order to stay away from their spouses or their partners. Liberal and conservative justices sounded persuaded by arguments from the Biden administration's top Supreme Court lawyer that the prohibition is in line with the longstanding practice of disarming dangerous people. I think the legal term for this, I don't know if it actually is this, Greg, but the legal term I believe should be duh. You have a restraining order against you. Maybe we shouldn't have you with guns.
I was also going to oppose Dedoy.
Either one would work. Either one from the original Latin would work in this instance. The message is so clear to Wisconsin Republicans. Get a red flag law passed. Get a red flag law passed now. It is constitutional. It has due process. And they work. You are in such a bad position if you argue, like some people did yesterday, that the Second Amendment is so almighty powerful that people with court orders, meaning they are a proven threat to others or themselves, if you're saying that the Second Amendment is so powerful that it must be allowing domestic abusers, wife beaters, to have guns. Nothing is absolute about what we have in the Bill of Rights. We have the right to free speech, but you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, and there are laws against hate speech and so forth. You have freedom of the press, but the press cannot engage in slander or libel. Similarly, the Second Amendment has limits on it as well. They're not as narrow as many of us think that they should be, but they are there. At some point, we're going to have a Supreme Court that looks at the entire wording of the Second Amendment, especially that part about a well-regulated militia. That's where the Second Amendment rights lie. That's where they're supposed to be, not people who have restraining orders against them. So it was a nice, pleasant surprise that this right-wing Supreme Court seems to at least agree on this much when it comes to the Second Amendment and gun laws. And hopefully, once this decision comes down, and it may not come down till as late as June of next year, but once that decision comes down, perhaps that will give additional cover to legislators in places like Wisconsin to pass a red flag law. But instead, as I mentioned before, the legislature is stuck in, you know, their obsession over 2020 and restricting voting rights and things like that. And we're going to talk more with Jeff Smith about it in a moment. But there was at least an example or two that I wanted to pass along here. For example, one of the measures that came up in the state Senate dealt with saying that only U.S. citizens can vote. Well, That's already in the state constitution, that voting is for U.S. citizens. And there are plenty of other places that make clear that voting is for citizens. And yet, Senator Dan Knodel, a suburban Milwaukee Republican, said the bill was inspired in part because a Ukrainian woman tried to vote in a school board election. A Ukrainian woman, one woman, tried to vote who shouldn't have voted. That's their fraud. That's the fraud that, in their mind, necessitates drafting a constitutional amendment, passing it through two sessions of the legislature so that it can then go before the voters, and then run millions of dollars in ads about, you know, foreigners who are trying to steal our elections with fraud, when it's all about one Ukrainian woman who tried to vote in a school board election. But it makes for great political fodder. And I'm sure one of the things we would hear is, you know, well, if it prevents one fraudulent vote, that's good, right? Okay, sure. So here's my response. How many kids have died in school shootings? Where's the logic there that, you know, if it saves one child's life, you should be taking action to reduce gun violence? Some kind of action. Anything. Seriously, anything at all. Something easy like a red flag law. But if you're letting one foreign resident make a decision that is rooted in politics about amending the state constitution while not doing things like keeping our own children safe from massacres, it says just so much about your priorities that you want to waste taxpayer resources to put something in the constitution that's already in the constitution. Also passed by the Senate yesterday, a ban on local governments accepting private grants to help elections to stay safe and fair and accurate. And this, again, would be the Zuckerbucks matter. And if you're not familiar with it, it's because Mark Zuckerberg, who helped create Facebook, has a lot of money and decided to use some of that money to help facilitate elections in many places that are cash-strapped, because Republican budgets have been cut so sharply. And so if you don't want long, 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 long lines to vote, if you want voting to be safe and easy, you need the resources to make it that way. The legislature's not giving it, but this particular group is. And Republicans acted like their hair was on fire, pointing to the five largest cities in Wisconsin, which happen to vote mostly Democratic, and saying, we've got to get rid of these Zuckerbucks, conveniently forgetting that that same group provided funding to hundreds of municipalities in Wisconsin, thousands around the country. And now they want to put a ban on local governments accepting these private funds from nonprofits to help elections run smoothly, stay safe, stay fair, stay accurate. The answer to that is for the legislature then to invest in democracy and stop making it harder to vote. And yet, that's exactly the kind of thing that took place. All right, much more about that with State Senator Jeff Smith coming up in just a couple of moments, but I wanted to let you know that Up North News is a separate entity from Civic Media. We are part of Courier Newsroom, and Courier Newsroom runs newsrooms, digital newsrooms in 10 states around the country, Up North News included. But Courier Newsroom also has a series of newsletters that you might like to know about here, and that includes a newsletter from our friend Mark Jacob. It's a weekly newsletter called Stop the Presses. It's about how right-wing extremism has exploited the weaknesses in American journalism and what you can do about it. Our friend Kia Vakil has a bi-weekly newsletter to get you up to speed on local political stories from key states ahead of the 2024 election. And Carolyn Fiddler has a must-read newsletter called State House Action. And we got to get her back on the show sometime soon, too. Senator Smith is next. You're up north.
Everybody's talking at me. Can't hear.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Ohioans send a message about abortion rights. They voted to add protections to the state constitution.
This man is with the Center for Christian Virtue.
Ohio families, women, and children will bear the brunt of the vote.
Democrats hold on to a majority of Virginia's state Senate and flip the House of Delegates. Mississippi Governor Reeves and Kentucky's Beshear both reelected. Israel's military reports fierce fighting with militants in the heart of Gaza City. The BBC's Yoland Nell.
It believes that Hamas leaders may very well be hiding under Gaza City, including Yahya Sinwar, who is the head of Hamas in the Gaza Strip.
After half a century, the National Zoo's giant pandas head back to China today. Zookeeper Nicole McCorkle.
I'll certainly be sad when they're not here, but to have been a part of something so amazing for so many years has been the highlight of my career.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is countering false claims made in the Wisconsin Assembly's impeachment articles against Administrator Megan Wolf. The articles list several grievances, including assertions that Wolf mismanaged Wisconsin's 2020 ballot count and that she enabled illegal absentee voting in long-term care facilities. The WEC counters that all decisions are made by its 6 bipartisan commissioners and not Wolf. Postal workers in Milwaukee are demanding safer working conditions. The National Association of Letter Carriers rallied at Milwaukee's downtown post office Sunday. 8 people were arrested not long ago in a mail carrier robbery ring in the city. Another letter carrier was murdered on his route. Postal workers at the rally say they want the post office to work with the union to find solutions. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A few showers right away this morning, otherwise cloudy through the day. Our high right around 47 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 33. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy. High of 45. It'll be even cooler on Friday with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 39.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down 2 bar backs. No one's manning front of
me. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap. UK.
UK.
I figured it was a good time to play a little Clarence Clemens and Jackson Browne singing You're a Friend of Mine. I needed the proper buddy song to bring in my brother from another mother, Senator Jeff Smith from the Eau Claire area, town of Brunswick specifically. Senator Smith, how are you?
I am just fine.
All right.
How are you, Pat?
I'm doing great. It was, it's nice to finally be able to catch up with you. We've both had busy summers. You come off of that state budget cycle. We're in the fall session now where we could be making a lot of good things happen. We're not really there yet. So we're going to talk about all the issues that you've dealt with. We've reviewed some of them already this morning, and then we can get your take on them. But we want to start with a couple of things that we haven't hit yet this morning. One of them, you reminded me that the challenge to the current gerrymandered maps for the legislature, the newly progressive-controlled state Supreme Court is going to take that case up directly. And opening arguments are November 21st. And, you know, you said you were going to be part of it. And I thought, well, did you win some kind of a ticket lottery? But you actually have a legal reason to be there. So talk about that and, you know, what you're anticipating from this challenge to the maps.
Well, I really can't comment much on that suit other than that being a senator representing an odd numbered district. It is the odd numbered Senate districts who are named as respondents or defendants in that case. So the idea being that we would not otherwise be on the ballot in 2024, but if the Supreme Court rules a certain way, they would be asking that everyone, including the odd numbered, let's just say the odd senators like me.
we would, could, as somebody who was the senator from the 23rd. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
I got it.
Would be on the ballot, so it's you know, it makes a lot of sense to me. In fact, actually,
right. And again, you know, if these maps are completely thrown out and redrawn either by the court directly or if they seek out third parties to help, yeah, it does mean the entire legislature would have to stand next November. But we should add as well, Jeff, that there currently is no guarantee. We just don't know the timetable. There's no guarantee that anything will happen before November of next year. We're really just all kind of waiting, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. But so keeping in mind that one last thing to say about that for me is that what they're stressing is that if what they say is true, then we are unconstitutionally representing districts that are, for instance, non-contiguous. I have parts of my district that are little islands that are separate from the rest of my district. And I'm going to add something to that as well. So that the Republicans, you know, in their desperation, you know, they had an epiphany. You know, Robin Voss had an epiphany, Pat,
that's right.
Oh, we should do this. We should have nonpartisan redistricting. So two things I'm going to add to that. We are in the hearing. I pointed out that their wording in their own bill, there were four members of Republican members acting as authors. I say acting as authors because they didn't seem to know their own bill. But specifically one line says detached parcels are legally contiguous. I think anybody listening here knows what contiguous actually means. You could look it up if you wish.
Now that's funny. That's yeah. Funny that, you know, if you're detached, you're legally contiguous. You know, yeah. Are you going to believe me or are you going to believe your lying eyes?
That's what we're here for, is to create law, right? So we're creating a new definition of contiguous in the law. The other part is that you're going to get a kick out of, I'm afraid, is that they continue to say nonpartisan, 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 like the Iowa model, nonpartisan. So I finally had enough, and I turned to the Ledge Council, as you know, is the person that we all turn to, and said, it isn't nonpartisan, and I wish everyone would quit saying that. Is that not true, Ledge Council? It is bipartisan. And he turned and smiled at me, and he said, you're right, Senator Smith. I said, could you read to the authors what it actually is? And in actuality, if this sounds familiar to you, you might recognize it as two members chosen by Republican caucuses and two members chosen by the Democratic caucuses, with a fifth member chosen by those four as their leader or director. And does that sound a little bit like the Wisconsin Elections Commission that they're so proud of these days?
It's exactly like the Wisconsin Elections Commission that they created to be gridlocked. They created it to be three Democrats, three Republicans. They got rid of the highly nationally regarded Government Accountability Board, which used retired judges instead, and set up this thing that was designed for gridlock. And it sounds exactly like what they want to do if their idea of redistricting reform were to go through. And Jeff, there is not any sign that Governor Tony Evers would greet that bill and say, guys, you've done it. We have figured out redistricting reform. We don't need that court case in the Supreme Court. I'm signing this bill. You get any indication like that from the governor?
No, yeah, no. Because the fact is the legislature shouldn't be stepping in on this again until 2031. We have a lot of time to get it right. And my view and what I preach right now is we're done playing this game with a statute change. We need a constitutional change with language in there that ensures that no future legislature can tamper with the system. I think that's the only way to go. We've got till 2030 to do that. And in the meantime, let the courts make their decisions, help us, guide us with some language, and we'll get this done the right way.
Very good. Again, those opening arguments, November 21st before the state Supreme Court. Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, which are now colored somewhat by the departure of Craig Council, the manager of the Brewers, and all the talk about what does the Brewers team actually have for funds to pay players, to pay a manager, to pay for renovations. And that number is still, seems to me, very fluid. What the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. I know there have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid. How would you describe how things are looking there right now on the stadium bill?
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it's really true because we as a Democratic caucus agree that they're, thanks for the steps forward, but we have a lot more ways to go. We don't feel like we've been included or listened to in our needs are. And the fact is, we don't very often have an opportunity to make a difference. The Republicans ignore us. They have this rule of 17, as you may know, and we probably quickly can explain. That means in the Senate, all 17 votes that they need to pass something must come from the Republican caucus. Otherwise, they don't take a vote on it. Well, here we have some important things that have to be done, including this stadium bill that they can't seem to get 17 members on board. So they're begging us for votes. And it's pretty hard to convince us that we should vote for their bill until we get some concessions our way that we feel is more compatible to protecting the taxpayers and you know, really, we got to go back and answer to our voters, right?
Would I be right or wrong in drawing a comparison to 2007 when I was in the Senate, you were in the Assembly, and the issue was a proposed smoking ban, and that it was so clearly not a partisan issue at all. There were Democrats passionately for it, passionately against it, Republicans passionately for it, passionately against it. But now you're telling me the Senate Republican caucus won't move anything until all 17 of them agree on something. Let me ask, put it to you this way. Should this issue be kind of like the smoking ban where the caucus leaders in both houses say, guys, on this one, you know, figure it out amongst yourselves and we're not going to hold you to a party line vote?
Well, think about this, Pat. They have 22 members in our Senate, 22. And they can't get 17 votes. In fact, from what I'm hearing, they only have half of their members. So they're really split down the middle on this. Does that So how does that, what kind of message does that send that this is so important, we need to do this right away? Apparently, apparently we've got everything fixed in this state, and we should just worry about this, the baseball stadium, which, by the way, they have a contract to continue to stay in until 2030. So I there's a little bit of me, a lot of me actually, that says, what's the hurry? Maybe we should be taking up some of the more important things right now.
Oh, there are definitely more important things. We certainly talked about those here, childcare and workforce issues and everything. But again, I've got to get one more purely political thing out of the way, and that's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. He flip-flopped late last week, saying he was going to advance articles of impeachment against Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, get that process going in committee. Yesterday, he apparently flipped back and said that there's no consensus in his caucus, the Assembly Republican caucus, on whether to hold a floor vote on impeaching Megan Wolf. So, again, just an amazing waste of time, it seems to me.
Well, they can't even do this, Pat. Unfortunately, those groups that are running ads against him are continuing to live in this imaginary world of the power that someone like the Wisconsin Elections Commission Director Megan Wolf has, which she has no power that is not directed to her by that 6-member commission, which, again, as you and I mentioned, is split by Republicans and Democrats. But they're doing these things basically for votes for next year. They are running scared, Pat. They're running scared. It makes me smile inside that there's so much desperation out there. We mentioned already introduction of a redistricting plan, trying to impeach a Supreme Court justice, trying to impeach the Elections Commission director. And then you had mentioned in your earlier segment about the bills that we heard yesterday. Everything is messaging right now to that extreme base.
Yeah, just messaging ahead of an election rather than getting stuff done in the odd numbered years, which is what a legislature should be doing. So let's conclude on that note. If Jeff Smith could get his agenda passed through this fall session, what, you know, 1, 2, 3 things are on your must pass list for this fall?
Well, we'd go back to the original budget proposed by Governor Evers and get that engineering building done in Madison. If you want to protect Wisconsin's leadership in education and in jobs and in the UW research and system, we need to invest in it and continue to invest in it. I would also go back to childcare plus, childcare counts. I mean, that is such a critical piece right now. And we found that out during the pandemic. Are we so far removed from the pandemic now? We decided to forget how important that is and how our families right now not everyone can get back to work because they can't afford it or find childcare that they need. So these are really important things. And let's finally get over and past the fright that some members have about marijuana and join the 20th century in that regard, and go back to, you mentioned this resolution about Zuckerbucks. Well, let's fund our elections and our clerks and our municipalities so that they don't need private grants to actually allow people to vote.
How about that in Ohio? Everybody was talking about issue 1, abortion rights, and that passed overwhelmingly. But there was also issue 2 in Deep Red, Ohio. They legalized recreational marijuana yesterday. When you let the people vote, this is where they want to be.
Yeah, we know that from all surveys, right? And I'm sorry I missed that. I missed that on my list because absolutely let's get that out of the way. Let's just make sure we're protecting women and their not just their right to choose, their health. This is a health care issue, as you well know, Pat.
Oh, yeah, very much so. All right, Jeff, we're not going to wait so long next time to catch up. Thanks for making a little time here, and see you next time you're back home up here in the Chippewa Valley.
All right, thanks, Pat.
All right, thank you, Senator Jeff Smith. When we come back, Luke Mathers will join us and talk a bit about what you can hear all around the Civic Media Radio Network. That's next. You're up north.
The Tap.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Well, Luke Mathers is here now, super producer across the Civic Media Radio Network. Is it that time to talk about Christmas programs and Christmas music already, Luke?
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, but 6 to 8 a.m., we're just going full Christmas here to the end of the year. So sorry. You didn't get the memo, Pat.
Nothing but sleigh bells.
And just this song.
And just this song again and again and again.
Over and over and over again.
No, I bring up Mariah Carey because we are getting close to the holiday season. We've been talking about Halloween and Thanksgiving. But the Civic Media folks, are already talking about, you know, Christmas parties or Christmas get-togethers, maybe a little retreat of some sort. And it just seems, I know it's November, but it just seems weird that, you know, you and a few other folks down there are already thinking about, what are the holiday plans going to be for this fine radio network?
Well, Pat, if we're not thinking about it, it's then all of a sudden Christmas is going to be here before we know it, and so we're not going to be prepared. So, yeah, we're not blowing out the 6 to 8 a.m. morning slot with Christmas music here to the end of the year, but we are getting ready for a entire statewide network, hopefully being able to get together. We want to see everybody in person, and since we're all dispersed so far across the state, we do want to be able to have those opportunities.
I have a question for you. That was a great answer, Luke. And as my boss, I truly respect everything you do and think you are a handsome tall man. Is that a poker table behind you? And what are you doing?
It is.
My God. You know what I got behind me? I have a chair that no one sits in.
We were getting set up with the new, it hasn't gone home yet, but this is my personal poker table.
Tuesday poker table.
Okay.
Before we had furniture here in the new headquarters in Madison, we needed for the engineers to be able to not just be putting together all of these computers and different equipment that was going across the state. They needed more tables. And I was like, well, I have a poker table, and I had another circular card table. That one fits in my car. I was able to take that one home, but the poker table doesn't fit nicely in the back of my car, so therefore I'm waiting until I have the wife's vehicle to be able to take it home. So therefore, it's just sitting behind my desk.
Listen to him, the wife's vehicle.
That was a really long answer just to say, yeah, we played poker last night.
Just to say, yeah, let's not check his reimbursement records. He and Sarah Huckabee Sanders using the same reimbursement rep for their lecterns and furniture.
It's my own thing. I'm not trying to bill anybody. I was being helpful.
Luke, we get it.
Greg's not accusing you of anything. Look,
why are you getting so emotional?
Greg changed his on-screen title from producer to "Isn't Luke Mathers a handsome guy?"
I mean,
clearly he respects you.
Clearly, thank you, Pat.
You're very welcome,
Luke. I wanted to share with you really quick what happened the last in the interview with the state senator. The greatest thing ever said when we were talking about the Brewers. State Senator Jeff Smith said to Pat Kreitlow, "You're a man of words."
Hey,
that's a very apt description.
I love that. That made me so happy.
I have many leather-bound books. I don't know if you know this, Greg.
Do you have the biggest Bahrain?
I used to be a big deal. So,
You're a big deal right here.
A lot of people do not know. A lot of people do not know the movie Anchorman was based on a memoir that I never had published, but it does. The movie aptly describes my early life in TV.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why you're saying you used to be a big deal. Come on,
you're a big deal.
Come on.
I'm a big deal.
You are Lake Wissota.
The confines. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Lake Wissota. Now I've got a whole bunch of neighbors that are ready to take issue with that one. Let's talk about Civic Media and the entire big radio network, because we know we talk about the other 8 o'clock shows all the time. Earl Ingram, Chad Holmes, Stephanie Miller, James Jay in Wisconsin Rapids. We talk about As Goes Wisconsin, Todd Alba, Matt Flynn, Devil's Advocates, Maggie Dawn. But it's those 7 o'clock shows, which actually are where I cut my teeth in Civic Media, having a Wednesday evening podcast.
Yeah.
It's these Wednesday night shows that need a little more love and attention, because there's some interesting stuff there. Rather than rattle down the list Monday through Friday, if I just left it there open-ended, Luke, and I said, pick one of these 7 p.m. shows and tell us about it, which one comes to your mind first?
Well, today's Wednesday, and we've got the Empowered Caregivers coming up this evening at 7 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Liza Hellebrand hosts a conversation by and for caregivers. Liza was just in Washington, D.C., doing her first trip for advocacy to Wisconsin lawmakers, encouraging them to support federal legislation for caretakers and family members of those caretakers. And so very, very terrific show. You can tune in across the Civic Media Network at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays for the Empowered Caregivers. But you're right, Pat, there's no shortage of excellent content in the 7 p.m. hour. So depending on your station and what day of the week, you're going to want to tune in. And if you're not going to be able to get the excellent program on your station, there are a variety of shows on different days of the week as well. So head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. You can see the entire lineup there, and you can learn more about all of the excellent 7 p.m. programming.
And that would include in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio on Wednesdays. You actually have Chad Holmes and the Big High School Sports Show,
Yes. Which
is just great local programming. But if you're in the Wausau area and you want to hear, you know, the Empowered Caregivers show, then go to the website, find out how you can listen to it there, or subscribe to it as a podcast.
Your podcasts are listened to. Yep. Apple, yep. Spotify, all of the excellent podcast platforms. You can catch all of Civic Media's programming there. So if you like a favorite show and you're not able to tune in live on the radio every day, which in my opinion is the way you should be listening.
Of course, but nice of us to give a backup plan.
Yeah. Right. If you can't make it all live, then subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can get the episodes to appear in your podcast feed on whichever app you prefer to use.
I want to make special mention as well that Native Roots Radio has moved to 10 p.m. And on this American Indian Heritage Month, it would be it's a good reason for me to mention again, either trying to listen live at 10 or looking for, you know, the best way to listen back on demand as they talk about the issues that are important to Indigenous communities, but also talk about, you know, the talent and the opportunities that you'll find in the community as well. Again, I used to listen to it leading into the Wednesday evening show and always found it fascinating, and just want to recommend that to folks as well.
Yeah, Robert Pilot and his whole team for Native Roots Radio do a tremendous job. And you're right, Pat. This month of Indigenous Native American History Month is an excellent time to go seek out that podcast and learn more about what's going on in the community.
Well, with that, we better not keep you. There's a poker game happening someplace, and have table will travel.
Poker face.
If you guys are cool enough, maybe you'll get the secret invite one day. Who knows?
Oh boy, can't wait.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to hold my breath.
Just give you $20.
Yep. Luke Mathers, thank you very much.
Take it easy, gentlemen.
Have a great day. Greg, thank you as well.
Thank you, sir.
Again, coming up, Earl Ingram across most of the Civic Media Radio Network with Chad Holmes in Wausau, James in Wisconsin Rapids, Stephanie Miller in Madison. Again, you can stay up to date on all we do at upnorthnewswi.com. Sign up for our newsletter there. You can follow me on social media, Pat Kreitlow or Pat Kreitlow Up North on Facebook. Enjoy your Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 ADP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.